so you have a lot of Yisurim and you have to go there. And that causes you to cry. So such tears, royis, those tears are bad for you and it'll take away from your eyesight. Mashenkin shosam is when you put medicine into your eye, it makes you cry a little bit. It makes tears come. Or else yourself chayk. By laughter, you also cry. The tears come down. Vishalperis yafis, or else you smell a sharp peri. Rashi says, like you smell like mustard, you smell a smell, a sharp smell that makes you cry, that's yafis. That's good for you. So now that's the reason why Rabbi Chanina did not want to cry when his daughter was made. Today he shouldn't lose his eyesight. His eyesight shouldn't get worse. Yeah, alright, stop here. You're holding Daf Kuf Nun Beis, the top of the Gemara again. The Pasuk says, again, the Pasuk in Kehelis, it's a continuation of the Pesukim we had before. The Pasuk says, Bayoim Shayozua Shayozu'u Shomrei Habayis. Come the day when it'll shake up the watches of the house. For his Avsu. What does that mean? Vidashin Bayoim Shayozua Shomrei Habayis Elu Haksolum Vihatslois. Will come with a time when it will shake the watches of the house. That means when a person becomes so old that his ksolim, his phalankin, the sides, the hatzloyis, and his ribs will start shaking, as he won't be able to hold up his body anymore. Rashi says, haksolim leflankish, like the phalankin, the hatzloyis shehein shoimrin b'nei hamayim, the ribs hold in the kishkis, the b'nei hamayim. The chayusei shel adam, and the life of the person, the soigrim badom, are held up inside it. So when your ribs will give in, that's when you come too old. What does the pasuk mean? V'his afsu anshei chayil, and it'll stop the strong people. Elu shukayim, that means your legs. Trashi elu shukayim, shekoicha shel adam nismach alayim, that your whole body rests on your legs. When you become too old, it'll also give in. Who bought Lu, the Pasuk says, Ha Toicha Nois. What does that mean? Oh, stop. The Toichanas means the grinders. That means Elu Shinayim. That means your teeth. Your teeth won't be able to grind anymore. Chew up the food. Right to the Pasuk says, Vichoshu Horoyas Barubis. And it become dark, the people that see through the windows. That means Elu Einayim. Your eyesight. You lose your eyesight. Now, this is the matzah when somebody gets older. His koiches go away. So, man, like we said before, the Pasuk in Kehelis says, Chaperein, when you're still young, when you still have koich, and do as much mitzvahs and learn as much Torah as Shaykh, when you still have koich to do them. Right, Ezra Gemara, Omalei Kesel Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya. Hey, it's the Kesel, the Melech, asked Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya, my time Oloi Asis Levei Avidin. How come you didn't come to the meeting house? Aveya Avido, and Rashi learns, Mokam ho'osui lehisvachach shom, a place where they had meetings, they had quarrels, arguments. Tzedukim u'baisusim im yischol b'mikrois. Hey, it's like the tzedukim, the people that are chulik on the Yidden with the Yisrael, they argued about different psukim. Savada Yisrael would not want to go there, but the Melech made it clear that they had to go. So the king asked, Reb Yeshua ben Chananya, how come you're not coming to the meeting place? Omalei, so b'kitzur, what he answered him back is that I'm too old now, I don't have koiches to go anymore. But he said like this, Omalei, Tur Talik, hey, the mountain is full of snow. So Rashi learns, Kloima Rosh Elovin, my head, the hair became white already, and as I'm old. Sachruni Galidin, that's the Gemara. That means it's full now of ice. So Rashi learns, V'voisav Shalhar Molokerach, all around the mountains, is full of ice. Kloimar, Shvomov Zekeni Halvinu. That means my mustache and my beard also became white. I'm very old now. Vaitig Gemara says, Kalavuhi Loi Navchin. Hey, the dogs do not bark. Srashtern, that means Koili Einer Nishma. You can't hear my voice anymore. Hey, so becoming old, I lost my speech. I can't speak loud anymore. You can't hear me. Tachnuhi Loi Teichnin. That means the grinders don't grind anymore. So Zotrashi, that means Hashinayim, in words, my teeth don't work anymore. Yizmela, that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya answered back, I'm too old to come to the meeting place now. You won't be able to hear me anyway. So the Gemara, Beirav Amri, like in the Beis Medrash, they used to say for Moshul, Adeloya Vidna Bechishna. An old person looks like he's looking for an Aveda, looking for something that's lost, and really he didn't lose it. As Rashi learns, Achamar Shaloi Ovad Mimenyani Mefashrish. You look like you're looking for something that you really did not lose. Neiroiv Zikno, because I'm so old. Ani Hoylech Shochus, I have to walk bowing down, bend down. Omenena Venira Omenane, and I shake. Venira Kamisha Mavakish Dinner Hanevadloi. You look as if you're looking for money that you lost, and really you didn't lose it. Because that's the mushal of an older person. He bends down, he looks as if he's looking for something, and really he didn't lose anything. Yes, the Moravaita. Tanya Rebbe Yosi Bar Kisma Oimer. Yosi Bar Kisma says, Tova Tre Mitlos. Two is better than three. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, Toivim Beis Haraglayim Shayimei Bachrus. When you're young, you just need 2 feet to walk on. You're better off then, migimul shel zkena, from 3 feet that an old person needs. What does that mean? Shetzarech mashenis imraglav. That when you come older, you can't walk with your 2 feet, but you need a cane to help you. You need a third leg, like, to help you. That's called the third leg. So dumar velo le chodo di oslo vloyasis. Like, oy veit is something that leaves you and doesn't come back again. Mahi, what is this going on? Omer Rav Chisda Yankusa, that means the youth of a person. Oivei, when it leaves you, because it doesn't come back. The Gemara Velo, Chavalo Leik Leimer, Yeish Loi Lehis Oinein Velitzoik, you should cry and feel very bad. Vei, Oivei, Hoilechos Veinu Chizeres, something goes away and doesn't come back again. That means your youth. In other words, right, like the Pasuk says before, a person should be Hey, Sumach Bocho, Bialdo Secho, as we had before, Zachor, Es Berecho, Bimei Bechur Secho, Hey, Schapper Reim, when you're still young and can do mitzvahs and learn Torah, do as much as you could. So, the Maraki Yossi, Rav Dimi, Omar, Yan Kusa, Kelelo de Verde. Youth is like a bunch of roses. Now, it's very geschmack, it's very easy, you like it. It's like Rashi says, Nezer Shoveret, like a crown made out of roses. Savavusa, Kelelo de Chilfo. When you become old, it's like a crown of chilfa. Rashi said that's odiyush. The side means mili kamshunim, and that's something not so good, not so nice anymore. Yes, the more vaita. Tono mishmei de Rabbi Meir. Doik bechechi. He's chew your food well. That bechi with your teeth. It also means eat a lot. Rashi learns. Rashi echol harbe, eat a lot. You'll see that the food will help you walk better. In other words, will make you strong. So kids, you should eat a lot today to be strong. So the Gemara of Tishkach Benigri, and you'll find it to be in your footsteps. In other words, you'll have strong bones to be able to walk good. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'nishpa lechem v'niyah tovim. You'll be filled up, you'll fill yourself with bread, and you'll be well, and you won't see any bit. Omale Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, like young good children. Shori Shokecho V'ayulach Mecho. Hey, Shori Shokecho's Rashi means Psach Picha, open up your mouth and let the food go in. In other words, eat well. The Mora says Ad Aboyim Shonin, until 40 years old, Michlo Miley. It's good for you to eat food. Food is good for you. Mikan v'yelach, once you're 40 and older, then mishti miley. Then it's good to drink. It's good to drink a lot. So the Gemara, Omale Yehu Guzoi L'Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha. A certain Rashi, it was a tzeduki, Uguzoi is a Rashi, Soros. Person that's a Soros, says he can't have children, he is Soros himself, he made, he cut off his beitzim, whatever he did, in Russia. It was a tzeduki hoya. So he came and he wanted to start up with Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha. So he asked Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha, Mehocho le Karchina Kama. How far is it from here to Karchina? Means to a bald place. Krach means a bald. In other words, he thought up, since Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha was also bald, so he asked him, how far is it to get to this bald place? Shrashi Kama Mahalach Yesh Mikan Ad HaKorach. Ola Akenitoi Al Korcha in Niskaven. He wanted to make him angry. Yeah. So Omalei, so Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha answered him back, Kimehocha l'guznoi, the same way it is to go from here to guzna, there's to a source. The same he gave it back to him. As you're a source, Shrashi kumoishim mikan ad ha-source. As far as it is to go from here to a source is somebody that's beitzim ha-karuf. He can't have children. Omalei tzeduki. Omalei. So he answered, omalei tzeduki. So tzeduki told to Rabbi Shuv and Korcho that borcho korcho v'yabor. You know, like a bald animal, you only get $4 for. So Rashi learns, borcho korcho means who eats. As he meant to say, you're like a goat. Al shem sheinu melubish b'tzemer, doesn't have any wool on it, kerocho like sheep, kari korcho. As he meant to gavite the tzuki was making fun of Yishuv ben Korcho. Or Malay, so he answered him back, Yishuv ben Korcho, he answered him back, ikro shalifa b'timni. You should know, Rashi says, sir, even if you have a good sheep, she beitzav akurum, if it's beitzav akaruf, then he took him, loichim b'shmeina, that's fakir, it's very good meat then, since he can't have any children. It's good meat, and it gets sold for $8. But I called upon him a kid to give it back to him, and you're also a service. So the Gemara, Chazayu deloy misayi misani. So this tzeduki saw that Yibshu Makorcha was not wearing shoes. So the Mashar says, Mestam was on Tisha B'Av, or else on Yom Kippur, a day that you're not allowed to wear shoes. So Omalei, so the tzeduki told Yibshu Makorcha, Omalei, the Al-Sus Melech, somebody that rides on a horse is called the Melech. The Al-Chamor Ben-Churin. Somebody that rides on a chamor and a donkey, he's called the Ben-Churin. Who the Manoli Beriglohu Bar-Inish. Somebody that walks around with shoes on his feet, that's called a person. Or the Loi-Ho, somebody doesn't have a horse to ride on. For Loi-Ho, doesn't have a donkey to ride on. And he doesn't have shoes on. The Chofir V'Kovir Tov-Minei. Like somebody that's dead and buried is better off than you. In other words, he meant to tell Yishuv Makorcha, you're better off to be dead already. The Gemara Omalei, so Yishuv Makorcha answered him back. Guza, guza. Tolos, omar tali. You told me three things right now. Tolos, shomata. I want to tell you three things back. Esen yishino, hadoras ponim zokin. What makes a person look nice? His zok and his beard. In other words, this person was making fun of Yishuv Makorcha's bald head. But he told them, Makish, no, the fact you don't have a beard, that's worse off. Person looks nice because of his beard. He says, I have a beard, you don't have a beard. So that's one X connected you. Vaita simchas leiv isha. That a person has simcha if he has a wife, if he's married. And vaita, this guy was a soros, he wasn't married. And also the process doesn't tell him, nachla sashem bonim. That what's called the nachla of Hashem, that's to have children. And you don't have children because you're a soros. Is Baruch HaMokim, Yishuv ben Korcho said, Baruch Hashem, Shemenuacho Mikulam, that you're left out from all these three things. If you don't have a wife, you don't have children, and you don't have a beard. Omalei, so Tzeduki answered him back, Korcho Mitzuyona, Korcho, you're bothering me, like you're giving it back to me too much. Omalei, Ikra Shalifa Tuchucho, what do you mean I'm giving it back to you? Like you started off with me. Trashi Ato Hasoris Lakniteini, you came to start off with me. Well, it's vachach imi boss. You can't start service. All I'm doing is just answering you back. That's all. Yeah. Omalei Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta. Mifnei ma lo yikbalnu ponecho beregel. Hey, how come like we didn't see you on Yom Tov on regel? How come you didn't go on the regel to visit the Rebbe? So Rashi says the loshon lo yikbalnu ponecho is lo yikbalto ponai v'derech hanova komalei. Like, how come, like, we weren't zeicha to see you, like, derech hanovel? Like, really, you should have come to see the Rebbe. How come you didn't come to see us on other regal? Kederech shehekibilo avoysai lavosecha. Just like my father went to visit your father on the regal. There's an Indian on regal to go visit your Rebbe. Omalei, so he answered back, Rebbe Shimon ben Chalaf, he answered back, Soloyim nasu gevoyim. That means small stones became very big stones. Rashi means Ketanim Nasu Gevoyim Shizakanti. Now it's emotional again to sound like I became old now. Kroivim Nasu Rechoikim. Rashi Nidmin Li Kerechoikim. It looks to me like it's very far away. Either we became far away or the distance was far away. It's very hard for me to come. Mishtayim Nasu Sholish. And from two becomes three. So Rashi Shetzorach Ani Mashenis. I need a cane now to walk. I can't walk with my 2 feet. I need 3 feet. And weiter, Mesim Sholem Bebayis Botel. that what makes Sholem in the house is Botel. So Rashi learns Eved Tashmish. But he lost his Cheshek for Tashmish Amita. Now it's a min to say that he's getting very old now. He lost his Keiches. So therefore he didn't go to visit you on the Yom Tov. In fact, the Pasuk says, Vayitzin Kehelis. Yeah, Pasuk says, V'sugru Delosayim Bashuk. Hasten, the doors will be closed in the streets. That means Elu Nekoviv Shalodim. Hasten, where you go to the Beis Akisi, the Nekoviv of the person will be closed up. So when you become older, it will become hard to use. Right, the Pasuk says, Bishval Kel HaTachano. Hasten, the noise of the Tachano, the grinder, will become quiet. The Zemara Bishvil Kurkavin Sheina Techin. That means your stomach won't work anymore. It won't grind up the food in your stomach. Plus it says, V'yokom l'kel ha-tzipor. You'll get up from the noise of the birds. That means, Sha'afilu tzipor minarose mishnosei. You'll be such a light sleeper that even the noise of the birds will wake you up. V'yishachu kol benois hashir. That means there'll be low to your quiet, all the noise of the singing. That means, Sha'afilu kel shirim v'shirois doimes olav kishucha. It's as if it's very, very low. It's even the noise of good singing will sound very low to you. You lose your koyach of hearing too much. So the more of the yaf, Barzili HaGilodi Omer LaDavid. Who had in Barzili HaGilodi also told David this inyan. That he said, Yishnol ben Shmoinim Shona Nechi Ayim. I'm 80 years old today. Ha'ida ben Toiv L'ra. Can I tell the difference between good and bad? In other words, Mikan She De'usan Shel Tekenim Mishtanis. That the das of an old person changes, like he lost his das, he can't tell what's good and what's bad anymore. Since he's so old, he said this. Could I taste what you give me to eat? And what I'll drink. What does that mean? Mikan sheshiv sosayim shel sekenim misraftis. That the lips of an old person become very, very soft, or Rashi says, mispakos, they'll crack open, k'maymana amarufet, like a cracked shoe, and you won't be able to taste good the food or the drink. Vayit im eshma oid bekoil shirim v'shirois. Hey, will I be able to hear anymore the singing, the voice of the singings from men or from ladies? Is mikan sheozneim shelzekenim mischabdis, that the ears of the older people become very hard and they can't hear so well. Omar Rav, so Rav says no. Barzila hagilodi shakra hevi. He was a liar. To Yehu Amtei, there was an old maid. To Hevi Bei Rebbe, it was in Rebbe's house. Bas tishim v'tati shonim. She was 92 years old. There was Tamo Kidro, and she was able to taste the food to see if it was good or not. So see, it's possible you could be old and not lose your koiches. And Rava Rama Rava's Mazbur, Bazili Hagilodi, like you know why he lost his koiches, why he was so weak when he was old. Thou short of Bizim heavy. He did a lot of znus when he was alive. The Chol Hashita Bizim, whoever has a lot of znus, a lot of tashmish, is Zikno Koifetis Aluf. He becomes old very fast. Yeah, so the more Tanya. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Talmidei Chachomim, Kol Zaman Shemaskinim, Chochmo Nisoy Sefes Behem. The older a Talmud Chochom gets, the smarter and smarter he gets, the more Chochom he gets. Shenema the Pasuk says, B'yishishim Chochmo V'orech Yomim. Tfune, that the older you get, the more Chochom you have, and the more Tfune you get. Mashenkin V'yamoritz, what about Amir Horitz, people that don't learn Torah? Is kol zaman shemaskinim, the older they get, tipshois nisoises b'hem. The more of a tipish, the more foolish they become. Shenema the posik in Eir says, meisir shofel nemonim v'tam zekenim yikach. That Kosh Baruch will take away from them the tam of zekenim. In other words, the older they get, the more of a tipshis they become. The more Hashem takes away from them the seichel. Now the more brings down the posik in Kehelis. The posik says, Gam migovoya yiro. This also goes right on the Amoratzim. They'll be afraid of anything high. that we darshin shafilu gav shushis kitano doima olo kahari ahorim. Even a small hill will be to them like a big, big mountain that they'll be afraid of. If this is an older person, like when he loses his das, he'll be afraid like this. Right, the pasuk says, v'chaschatim ba'derech, and they'll be afraid in the way, or going on the derech. That means, b'shor shemhalach b'derech, when they travel on the roads, na'atzoloi toihim. They'll be very afraid to go on the roads. The pasuk ends off, v'yinoit ha'shoked, that means the almond tree will blossom, that means zu glibusais. These are the glibusais. Shrashi learns that means it's the backbone that will start blossoming, means will come out of place. When you become older, your backbone won't hold you in the right place. Rashi says, Etzem shalanoka shayerach tekua boi, boilet v'yaitzim erek toshes koichu. You become so weak that it'll go out of place. Right to the post. Yeah, the post says, Vaitin kehelis v'yistabel hechogov, as you're going to have problems with the grasshopper. That means that tomorrow elu agvois. That means your agvois, like your backside, will become weak, won't be able to function anymore. Vaita the tofer ho'aviyoina. And your desire will go away, because you'll lose your chemda to do things. What does that mean? Zu chemda. That you'll lose your chemda, your taiva. Rashi learns, means tibotel ha'taiva min chemda tashmish. You lose your chemda, you lose your desire to have tashma shamita. It's when you become old, you lose your taiva to have tashma shamita. So the Gemara Rav Kana have a posik sidra kaimi the Rav. Rav Kana was learning these psukim in Kehelis in front of Rav. He motel high crow when he came to this posik. That the posik says, there'll come a time when you lose your desire, your taiva for tashmish, is nogad v'yisnach, he gave a kvetch, oivei. Like he felt bad. Omar, so the Mela Rav Kana said, Shema Mino, I hear from this, Botol Lechemda de Rav, that Rav lost his taivon for Tashma Shamita. Zechura, why did Rav feel bad? What's like a felich? So the Chassam Seif learns Pshat is that Akoponim Rav had a wife, and he had a Chiyavoyna, he had a Chiyav to be with his wife, once a week at least. So Bazoi, if you don't have a taiva for the Tashmish, it's very, very hard to have it. So Meili had a lot of tsar doing the tashmish. So that's why he felt bad. Ravaita. Omar el Kana. My dich say, what does the posik say? Ki hu omar vayehi. Hashem said and it was. Zu isha. That means a wife. An isha, that's what Hashem said. It's like al pi tzivu yav Hashem. Shrashi learns pshat zu isha. Im lo yav pi gzeras hamelech. If not for the fact that Hashem gave us a mitzvah, told us. Lo hoi suruya lesavis lo. Nobody would have really taiva desire to be with an isha. She kachamas malaya mias, because really an isha is like a chamas, like a jug full of something that's mias. And for nesvegan v'hakel rotsu machreon, everybody has a desire, has taiva for his nus for an isha. Is a pshati, that's a zach that Hashem put into the world, that people should have taiva for this. Vayta hutziva v'yamoid, Hashem was mitzav and he came out. Elu bonim. These are the bonim. In other words, that's really what you have a wife for. A wife for, the Mashal says, is for two purposes. Once a person has the tshuka, now that Hashem put the tshuka, the taiva into, the desire into a person with your wife is the way you have your tshuka. And also you're supposed to have pruvu, you're supposed to have children with your wife. Because that's the zakhir, ki hu amar v'yeh hu tziva v'yamud. He was mitzava the Indian to be with a wife, to have this tashmish, to have the taiva for it, the desire for it. And he was also in the Tzav with Indian to have children from it. So the Mora Tono. Isha, what is a lady? Doimitu, Hamas, Malaya Tzoya. Hamas like a jug full of Tzoya, full of junk. Upiho, Malaya Dam. And the mouth is full of Dam. Everybody runs after. This is the most relevant to the Indian of Taivav's Nus, of Stam the Taivav for Tashmish. Is that really the Mokum we have Tashmish is that's called the Pir. It means the bottom pair, it's Moli Dam, it's a Misa place. And really it's like Moya Tsoya. Really you shouldn't have Taiva. There's such a Zach that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in this world, this Taiva, for Znus, and therefore people run after to do it. Well, we have to know, that's what we have a wife for these two Nyonim, to have children, and to Mekayim the Tshuka. Savat, exactly what the Gemara means is very shver, but the Mashoz Mazvel, we said that by Nisha there are two inyonim. There's the inyon to have children, and there's the inyon al taiva that a person has for an isha. And by the Gemara is talking about that a person has taiva for an isha, that's doima to this, that the kli mole tsoya and piya mole dam. And for Nesveg, and the Gemara says, the hakur rots nachre, is everybody has the taiva for the inyon of Tashmish. So the Gemara weiter. Pasuk says, ki hoylech ha'odom el beis alomai. It's when a person's nifter, he goes to beis alomai. What does that mean? Omer Reb Yitzchok, melameid shakol tzadik v'tzadik, noistnim loy modor lefi kvoidei. He's in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every tzadik a place to live, lefi kvoidei. It's to see how much of a tzadik he is, that's how good of a place he gets to live in. So Gemara says, moshul lemelech, it's doyma to a king. The king and his avodiv, his slaves, went into the city together. They come in, kulam bishar echa nichnosim. They all come into the same shar, the same gate. Of lonin, when they go to sleep at night, everybody gets his own private room to sleep in at night, and there we can tell how much chavod each person is. As the more mechubid you are, the more important you are, the more chashiv you are, the better room you get to sleep in. Like the king gets a special room to sleep in. So what didn't hear also, everybody went through this world, and when it comes the time when your neshama goes into Shemayim, in the Makom Gan Eden to rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every tzaddik a special place to live, lefi kvoidei, lefi how much he deserves from the mitzvahs that he did on this world. So Rashi learns, mod lefi kvoidei, mid leik siv al beis ha'olam. Everybody has the place that's muchin for him. That's our base elomoi, his olam, his own place to live in. The Yomer Reb Yitzchok, my dear Siv, what does the pasuk say? Ki hayaldus v'yashech shichrus hevel. That young and old things are hevel. That means dvorim shodim oise b'yaldusay. Things that people do when they're young is mashchirim upon obliyesik nosi. It makes his face black, like getting old, b'shas he becomes old. What does it mean when you do when you're young? So Rashi learns, she'odem oise b'yadusai roif tashmish. As the more tashmish you have, as the more zera that comes out of you, that's mashchirim, pun of the Rashi, matish koichi. It takes away your strength. And when you get older, you lose your strength much faster. Vayta v'yomer Reb Yitzchok, kosher rimo lemeis kemachat bebosar achai. It's even after a person dies, and they put his goof in the ground, in the yofar, by the kvura, later when the worms come and bite him and eat him, he feels it just like a bosar achai feels a needle going inside his skin. In other words, they mamish feel it. A meis also has a feeling. And that's the posik, Shenema, the posik says, Ach besoroi olav yichov, that your boso, your meat, you'll feel, you'll have pains. And this is going on lach hakfura, that you still feel the pains of the kever. And Omer Rav Chizda, Nafshoi shalodo misabeles olav kol shiva. Is even after a person is mace, his nefesh feels avelis, feels bad for himself for 7 days. That means since his nefesh now departs from his goof, his goof goes into the karka, goes into the kfura, and his nefesh, his neshama, goes into shemayim, so the nefesh feels bad for his goof. And the nefesh is misabelas olav kol shiva for 7 days. Shenema, the posik says, v'nafshoi olav tiyovil. A person's own nefesh feels avelis for him. It's such a matzav that your own nefesh, your own neshama, feels bad for your own goof. So the more of it, Uksiv, another pasuk says, "Vayas l'aviv ovel shivas yomim." They made for his father an avelus of 7 days. So I'm not sure exactly what the raya is, but mashma the person also has avelus for himself for 7 days. Omer Rav Yehuda, "Meis shein loy menachemin." If somebody's mace and he has no kroivim, nobody's going to sit shiva for him. There's nobody going to sit to him menachem. Is holchim yud b'nei yodim. 10 people should go. V'yoyishvin b'mkoymoy. And they should sit in the place where he was nifter. It's an inyan that anybody like from a kind the mitzvah avelus for him. So drashi shein loy menachemim, ein loy avelim shield tzrichim l'nachmoy. If there's no, he didn't leave over any kroivim. So there's nobody to go to menachem oval to. Is alocha 10 people should go b'mkoymoy z'drashi b'mokim shemeshom. And in the place where the person was nifter, 10 people should go there and like sit shiva for him and let people come to menachem oval. So Lamaisa has brought down that we're not noig azoyvait, that there's no menachem, there's no kroivim, that 10 people should sit in pavra velis. But this brought down that such an Indian to go daven in the mokum where he was niftim. The person is niftim, has nobody sitting shiva for him, there's an Indian, 10 people should get together to daven in his mokum, and like to say kaddish for him. Now there is an Indian for 7 days. So the Gemara, who the shchiva b'shvavusay the Rav Yehuda. Somebody died, like a neighbor of Rav Yehuda. Loi hevi loi menachem, and there was nobody there to sit shiva for him. He had no kroivim.